Welcome to Glad News for Muslims, a ministry to motivate, encourage, and equip believers and churches to love all people and to communicate the good news of God's love and salvation to all, including those who practice Islam. One out of every four people living in the world today is a Muslim. The Muslim population doubles every 20 years. Muslims are growing rapidly in Europe, Australia, Canada, and America. In fact, in Southern California alone, there are 1.5 million Muslims. With more, here's your host, Sammy Tanago.
Hello, everybody. Welcome back again to our unique program, Sharing Jesus Effectively with Muslims. Last program, we ended with Surah 1094. The Quran commanded Muhammad, "If thou, Muhammad, wert in doubt as to what we have revealed unto thee, then ask those who have been reading the book from before thee." Those who have been reading the book, of course, are the Jews and the Christians, according to all the Muslim scholars. So we tell our Muslim friends and acquaintances, if Muhammad had doubt and was commanded to ask Jews and Christians about any thing he need to know, then you as a Muslim have the permission and the obligation to examine all things. Think about all the information you receive, so you can, by God's guidance, determine the whole truth. My precious Muslim friend, the Quran does not claim that God sent it to prevent the corruption or to replace the holy word of God, which is the entire Bible, Torah and Injil, which existed hundreds of years before Muhammad was born. On the contrary, the Quran confirms biblical authenticity. Jesus declared that he did not come to abrogate previous revelations. Jesus said, "Do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them." He said that in Matthew 5. The Quran recognizes, my Muslim friend, that the Jews possesses the word of God. Let me give you an example. A dispute had arisen among the Jews in Medina, and it had come to the attention of Muhammad. The Quran addresses Muhammad, "But why do they come to thee for decision when they have their own law before them? Therein is the plain command of Allah." Surah 5, you read these words. It is also clear from Surah 5:43 that the Jews had the word of God in their possession, because remember the verse read, "But why do they come to thee for decision when they have their own law before them?" So notice the expression "before them." It is clear from this verse also that it was not necessary for the Jews to go to Muhammad for judgment, because they had their holy scriptures with them, which is the word of God that contained all the needed guidance and light. Also consider Surah 2, verse 101. I am quoting, which states, "And when there came to them a messenger from Allah confirming what was with them. Notice the expression with them. These verses clearly teach that the Jews of Medina, Saudi Arabia now, had the Old Testament in their possession at the time of Muhammad, and it was reliable to settle their own disputes. Throughout their history, the Jews have known only the Holy Scripture in the books of the Old Testament. The Quran never states that the Torah is a book different from that which the Jews themselves accepted as the Torah and they had in their possession at the time of Muhammad. This information is important. The Quran recognizes also that the Christians possesses the word of God, which means the Quran also confirms biblical authenticity with regard to the New Testament. Let me read to you Surah 5:47. Let the people of the gospel judge by what Allah has revealed therein. If any do fail to judge by the light of what Allah has revealed, they are no better than those who rebel. Well, we ask our Muslim friends, how could the Christians be expected to judge by the Injil, which is the same word in Arabic that refers to the gospel? How could Christians be expected to judge by the gospel unless they had it in their possession at the time of Muhammad? The Christian world has known only one Injil, one gospel, which existed centuries before Muhammad's time and continues to exist today. Also, the Quran never states that the gospel, the Injil in Arabic, is a book different from the one Christians used at the time of Muhammad. Never. And the Quran never accuses the Jews and Christians of changing the actual text of the biblical manuscripts. Never. Again, I am repeating, the Quran never accuses the Jews and the Christians of changing the actual text of their biblical manuscripts. The Quran came 600 years after the Bible was written. The Quran could have stated clearly that the Jews and Christians changed the actual text of their biblical manuscripts. Never, not one verse. Have you noticed, my precious Muslim friend, what Surah 5:47 states? Let the people of the gospel judge by what Allah has revealed therein. If any do fail to judge by the light of what Allah has revealed, they are no better than those who rebel. Aha! Let the people of the gospel judge by what Allah has revealed in the gospel therein. So the Christians who are the people of the gospel should rely on the gospel. They do not need the Quran. That's according to the Quran. It is clear then, according to the Quran does not supersede the gospel. And again, I am emphasizing the Quran in Surah 5:47 uses the word Injil in Arabic when you read the Arabic Quran, which is the same title that the Arabic followers of Jesus use. Please refer to Mark 1:1. the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ. In fact, Christians Arab still use the Arabic word Injil for the gospel. Now, we are using the positive statements in the Quran to help Muslims understand that the Bible, the Holy Scriptures of the Jews and the Christians, is the holy word of God. It is important to note that the Quran does not claim to give all the teachings of Jesus, nor the whole story of his life. My Muslim friend, you need to read the New Testament to discover what Jesus taught. We will continue this important topic in our next program, but before we end, I need you to pray for me, because we have great opportunities to broadcast our message to equip millions of Christians all over the United States through radio, and I need your prayer that God will open the door. Of course, Satan always tried to resist the work that God desired to do through us. But we pray in faith, dear Heavenly Father, we pray, God, we are your people, your children. We pray, God, that you will open the door for us to equip our fellowships, to equip millions of Christians, your church, God, to share Jesus effectively with Muslims. God, we pray that you will help us communicate the most important facts to millions of Muslims here in America and overseas. God, we pray that you will use me and my audience. Use your church, God, to help multitudes of Muslims enjoy your love and your salvation. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. My precious brothers and sisters, God's grace, love with you today and always. Peace. Salam. Until we meet again.
You've been listening to Glad News for Muslims with Sammy Tanago. For more information about the ministry, visit gladnewsministry.com. You can also call 714-514-2558 or write Sammy, S-A-M-Y, at gladnewsministry.com. This program is sponsored by Calvary Chapel, Costa Mesa.